Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Yeah, we come right in with this. Where is this? Kissy Lee, close the door. It's where Wednesday, y'all. Sexy music, sexy host. Let's get it.
Baby,
let's
I got options. I just wanna see if you can change my way. I got bad habits. Can you show me how to act?
Y'all ready? We ready. That was Kissy Lee. Close the door. Opening up our Wet, Wet Wednesday tonight as we spin the hottest music to set the mood of stimulation. Welcome to the show. I am one of the monsters, Miss Unbelievable. Tonight we're going to have some sexy conversation, couples therapy, and singles refresher course. But I ain't going to do that alone. I got the man of the house, Mr. DJ E Monster. What's up? What's up? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. Live from Cancun, man. I like that song, you already know. That's one of my favorite cuts right there. I hope y'all ain't hearing too much of that ocean, you know what I mean, breaking up my reception. But listening to that right there, right here, on this ocean, with that water blowing like that, man, it's that grab them hips music. It's really wet, wet Wednesday around here tonight. I'm just saying, push on something.
So that's what's up. We like to hear that. We like to hear that because, you know, down at the ocean is where you can get it in. You know, that water do something to you all day, boy.
Right. Hey, it's a whole nother vibe down there. I'm just saying it's a whole nother vibe down there. I don't know why people from down on the coast be moving up to Minnesota. I'm not dissing my state, but I'm just saying it's ocean and you come. Hey, I'm going to stop. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. We're supposed to get y'all in the mood, not upset nobody. So what's going on back home? Is it a wet, wet,
cold,
like, cuddle day?
It's a cold day. It's a cuddle day. It's one of them nights where it's not too cold, but it's cold because the sun was out, but now you could open up your windows just a little bit to get that little bit of breeze so you could put your toes out and y'all could just, like, rub shoulders and look at each other like, yes. You know, that's that kind of weather we got right now.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, this is that type of weather. You walk on the beach with your dick just hanging out, slanging. It's swang.
Just slanging.
Right. Yep, left, right, left, right. You dig? That's the type
you
of weather
so
it is.
Nasty.
Now, it's warm like
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. You so nasty.
It's the salty air. I don't know. It's just driving me crazy.
It's that stimulation weather, because we going to stimulate people's minds tonight. That is what we're doing tonight. The Wet, Wet Wednesday is to stimulate the minds and the bodies tonight. You ready to get down with that? Because our conversation is nasty, too. I'm just saying.
Hey, we're going to push on something.
We're going to push on something.
We gonna push on something. My new
word. Well, we want them to push. Oh, we want them to push. What? What's that number that we want them to push? 563-999-3411. Don't leave me hanging. Let's try it again. 563-999. Okay, you've been drinking. What you been drinking? Come on, we almost had it. You know that unison. But that's all right. I'm going to introduce them to some topics, and then I got another joint song that's going to get them stimulated. I just wanted to just, you know, let them know. Do you know where your G-spot is? Has it been stimulated before? How did you react? And what did you feel like after it was stimulated? Question number one. If someone whispered in your ear, I tasted you in my dreams, what's your next move? Are you cooking, having sex, or nothing at all? And ladies, do you come while giving head? Topics for tonight. Let that sink in. Why get you right with this song right here? Gowanna, Kiss My Body. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. DJ E Monster, where you live from? Mexico.
Make my body feel like at home. Baby, you wanna kiss my body? Come on and kiss my body. Baby, I can't. kiss me like a Hershey. Boy, you got me soaking wet, I bet you must be thirsty. Currently, I'm sliding to your spot like a hockey puck. Treat me like an envelope, you could lick my body up. Good girl, but you got me thinking about some naughty stuff. My body is tough, but I admit, daddy, I like it rough. Tie me up and follow all directions that I give you. If you own it, then it's yours, boy. I ain't talking random. I got a plan with your mouth, and I ain't talking dental. You ain't even leave yet, and I already miss you. You know I'm real expensive, so I need you to spend the night. Don't buckle up if you ain't kissing right.
All this kissing, giving hickeys got me wetting up your vickies. I see sticky, sticky, licky, licky. Run my tongue between them titties. Just that sex off in the city. I don't need to wrap your hair up. You just let your hair down. Finesse me with that pretty face and watch how fast it goes down. I wanna blow all in your third hole and watch that kitty turn gold. Cause you know that I know I'ma beat that kitty lips. Whoa, so nasty with it. Baby, you so hot when you on top and you won't stop. Ride me out to that bed drop, that boy knock up on the wall. Take this cover off and take this rubber off, cause I wanna feel it all.
Got a license to seduce him, feel me move my body forward. You ain't even gotta say it, baby, I already know it. All day I was bored, until I got your company. You kissing on my shoulder slow and you know what it does to me. Sound good on the phone, so I had to come and see. I'm his Kit Kat bomber, yes, I'm about to break your mother piece. We gon' get it on, then we going off to sleep. Up in the sheets. He up in the deep. Ride him like a Maserati on the street. In the bedroom, I'll be bringing out the freak.
Yeah, got me like, hey. I'm definitely going to put that song in my love-making arsenal. What you think about that song, DJ E-Monster? Did it keep you in the mood and stimulated?
Yeah, I like that one right there. You know, we had that one in our system for a while now. I believe we did an interview with Guyana way back in the day. Make sure y'all check out the archives on that. Yeah, a lot of these artists y'all hear on here, like, we actually network with them in some kind of way. So, yeah. I definitely love that one. That's why I put that one in there.
Oh, that's what's up. I was like, yeah, I like to be, you know, we like our bodies to be kissed all day. That's another way of stimulating our bodies. So we gonna move into our topic. So we got, ladies, do you come while you're giving head? Someone whispered in your ear. Do you know your G spot? DJ E Monster, where you want to start at tonight?
Well, these are all lady questions, so I can't really help out with this. So I'm going to sit back, kick back in this hot weather on this ocean and just listen to y'all responses. You dig? I want to know. Because, I mean, there ain't much I can help with that one.
Really? If I whispered in your ear, I tasted you in my dreams, what's your next move, man?
I don't know. I'll be honest.
You don't know. Are you going to cook me something? You going to have sex? Or you just going to sit there like none at all? Oh, you none at all. Wow. So you just, that just ain't turning you on at all? That didn't stimulate you at all?
Look, Pippin, my answer is my answer. Don't try to chastise me for how I respond. You just asked me the hot question. I said, I don't know how I would react. Now that's what it is. You did? I'm just
I'm just saying that Mexico air ain't holding you down then. I'm saying if someone whispered that or said that in my ear, man, I'm cooking and having sex. I'm about to hook you up, like, for real, for real. You about to get some bacon, eggs, pancakes, sausage, fruit. Man, I'm about to get you in your arsenal ready for we can have round one, round two, round three, round four, cook some bowl, and then have you go back to sleep because I want you to know that I'm all up in them drinks. I'm just saying. I don't know about you.
Hey, if that's what it takes to impress you, then salute. But nah, you got to do a little more than me. You might want to nibble on my ear or something, kiss me behind my ear. You know what I mean? Caress my neck.
You want me to
start with a back rub, but just trying to impress. I could taste you in my drink. I don't know. That's not a red flag to me. You taste me in your drink? For real? Come on now.
So you think that's a cheesy pickup line? You think that's a cheesy pickup line?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, I'm just saying. Hey, there's nothing cheesy about that. There's nothing cheesy. There's no Philadelphia cheese, no ricotta cheese. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's what it takes to stimulate you, that's what it takes. You know what I mean? Some people is good like that. It's probably the way he said it. He probably, hey, baby. You know what I mean? That right vibration at the right moment. You know what I mean? Because that's what it means. You know, it's like, here's an example. Like, it's the right vibration. Say, like, we're in the middle of getting it in. It is. Now, what if I say, like, oh, shit, bitch, you going in on me. Compared to bitch, you going in on me. You dig? There's a vibration to it. One might get you kicked out. Might get you broke out. I'm just saying it's the vibration. It probably was a vibration that they said it to you that got you to fascinate and da-da-da-da-da-da. It just takes a little more vibration for me. That's not my vibration.
Right.
But I feel you.
I'm just saying.
I understand it.
You know what I'm just saying?
Yeah,
right. We just giving those sexy couples and those, you know, singles something that they can put in their arsenal because, you know, you got to know your woman. So if she likes to hear little sexy things like that, that's, you know, what, you know, that could be something you can say. But then, you know, if you say it, and if I say that, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. If I say I taste you in my dreams, and then you just looking at me and I don't do nothing at all, do you feel like I'm lying? Do you expect me to, you know, do something? Like, what is your next move? Like, you setting the mood, you setting it up. Now, you a little crazy if I be like, all right, now I'm going to go back to sleep. Well, what you saying, folks? I'm going to look at
you
crazy.
Right. Or it could be like how it was when you just asked me, just like was flabbergasted, like, what'd you say? You said what? I'm still trying to comprehend what you just said to me. Can you give me a minute? Can I process it? Don't bombard me with questions because now you're going to mess up the whole vibration. I'm like, oh, you ain't going to make me no mess. Wait, hold on. Slow down. I'm still trying to take in what you just said to me.
Be like, slow down, Pippa. You just messed up the whole vibe. You be like, okay, first go brush your teeth. Is that how you waking up? Like, and then ask the question, are you sure I was the one you were tasting in your dreams? Because I don't recall you saying my name at all. But, you know, that's just so fun.
My bad, y'all. I've been drinking a little bit. Y'all have to excuse me. That's why I tried to bow out when you said with the lady questions. You know, you talking about some, did you come while I give a hit? Okay.
You would know if a lady is coming while giving head because she's wet. I mean, you should be, you know, trying to see if she's ready for the next thing, or it all depends, you know, how. Oh, you know, if you're fully clothed or she, you know, you're naked, you will want her to come while giving head because it should be pleasure, like on both hands, on both sides. Like, you shouldn't just be like, oh, if I'm giving you head and you ain't getting turned on, then what am I doing it for? I know I'm doing it to please you, but if I'm not pleasing myself, then it's just kind of strange. You're like, you like it, and then she dries the bone. So when you trying to do the next, you're like, well, damn, what was all that for? Unless, you know, that was you, that's your only thought of what you was want to do is pleasing your man, and you don't want to please yourself. So I'm always a two-fold person myself, but, you know, hey, maybe not.
Right. Okay. Okay. See, that sounds like a better angle. Like, you wouldn't explain it because, you know, that's how the question came. You know, but for me to try to explain, I don't know. That wasn't the question. Hey, fellas, can you tell when she does? Shit, I can tell, hardly tell when I'm in her. Shit. Fuck, it all depends on who she
wow.
is. Some women bust like a motherfucking ocean. Just bloosh. Okay, I can tell you just did. Some of y'all motherfuckers is like a crap game. I'm just going to keep it real. You can't tell when she is and when she ain't. You'd be like, did you? She'd be like, nope. She done did like 3 times already. But you can't tell. Get it? I'm just saying. Some of them bust like a bloosh. She'd be like, yep, I know she did. I'm the champ. Other ones, man, you'd be like, sweating and shit. Goddamn, did you yet? She'll lie her ass off. Hell no. 7 dice, nigga. Hell no. I didn't. No, I did not hit. They try to get you to hit 3-4 more times. I'm just going to keep it 100. Y'all is tricky. Y'all know when we do, we can't hide that shit. Hell
no.
Nah.
Y'all can't.
We falling off
no,
the bed.
Can't.
Don't touch me. Tightening up. Getting tense. Acting like a... Yeah, this all kinds of things.
Yeah. But, you know, it's said that women can orgasm over 20 times in a row, though. And it said if you stop at 2 or 3 or even 4 while having sex, it's time to realize your real potential. Because if you ain't getting more than 20 times in a row while you at it and they not knowing and you climaxing at least 20 times in one single session, then you ain't getting it in. You holding back. You ain't enjoying who's in your bed.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You said 20
yeah,
times.
Yeah, about 20 times.
I'm going to retire. I can't fuck with y'all today. Hell no. Y'all winning today going to kill me. Hells to the motherfucking... I'll play a song, goddammit. I'm out of my element. I'm in my feelings. Didn't we talk about emotions yesterday? Play some music. I can't fuck with y'all. Oh, God. Y'all going to kill me.
All right. From DJ E-Monster, he needs to woo-saw, get out his feelings. We'll come back and we're going to talk about do you know where your G-spot is? Has it been stimulated before? How did you react and what did you feel like after it was stimulated? And then you do have a G-spot. I'll tell you where after this song, Afro B, Hold Me, featuring DJ. Let's get it, let's go. It's Wednesday, wet, just like this.
Live from Tech.
Love, let go and trust, only us, yeah. Baby, tell me what you see, yeah, when you look at me, yeah. Go tell me, go tell me, cause when I look into your eyes, baby, I just wanna take you down, I just want you by my side, baby. I just want you in my life, yeah. I want you to hold me like you love me like you hold me, be my closest homie, girl. I want you to hold me like you love me like you hold me, be my closest homie, yeah.
Boy, you bust up my brain when you hold up my waist, you make me go insane.
I want you to hold me like you love me,
hold me. We all want to be held, don't we? Yes. Bringing it back. DJ E Monster. Hold me.
Yep. Live from Cancun.
All right. You want to tell the people how and who is our sponsors for tonight's show?
Tonight's sponsor is Solar Me Speaks, author. It's unbelievable. You can go to the Monstars page on MonstarsRadio.com. You can go to the Monstars Crew page, and you can find the link for her book. Please support her book because her book supports the show. That's how y'all keep getting this thing for free. Also, Monster U.S. Apparel, where you can get custom gear, or you can buy some of our Monstars Radio apparel. All of it's made by Monster U.S. Apparel. Picasso Painting and Elite Sway Management is also sponsoring the show. So please support our sponsors because they make all these things happen for you. If you need to get a hold of any of those and you can't find them, just go to Monster U. Matter of fact, no, we got a new email. I forgot to put this out here. support@monstarsradio.com. Yes, that's what I said. That's our email now. support@monstarsradio.com. And that's how you can find, that's how you can send us an email if you need to get a hold of any of our sponsors.
All right, y'all hear that? All right, well, we about to bring it back. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, do you know where your G-spot is? Has it been stimulated before? How did you react? And what did you feel like after it was stimulated? I'm going to say this. And I'm going to say this proudly. Yes, I do know where my G-spot is. And yes, I know how to stimulate it. And yes, someone has before. And I screamed and I cursed. And it was a sensation where I didn't know if I could breathe still or if I want to cuss more or if I want to make moan louder. It was just, my brain was just all over the place. I thought I was about to lose my mind because it was just an exciting feeling in my body when I wanted to feel it again over and over and over and over and over again. It was like an arousing feeling that you just want to dive into, and I was super, 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 super soaker, super wet, and it makes noise. It's like a squishy sound, like when you hit it. So like, and then it like claps and it makes all kind of lovely noises to make that guy be like, hell yeah, I did that shit. Yes, I did that. Y'all. So, if you do not know where your G-spot is, and it's a zone that is a powerful orgasm that it's not too far. The G-spot is really not too far. It's not very deep. And if you curl your fingers up towards the wall of your stomach, you will reach it. And ladies, I'm giving you a, and men, I'm telling you, if you're using your fingers, you will reach it. And you just got to just move it around, move it around, move it around, move it around, move it around. And you will see that woman get a climax. Usually, it is a waterfall. Usually that's where you kind of get the, when it says you almost pee, but it's not, they don't want to call it pee. They call it squirting. You get a good squirt there. Yeah. It's a female ejaculation. And you really like to get it at once. Like, if you get that with the person that you're with, y'all do it at the same time, I'm telling you, she sleeps. There's no comeback. There's you're knocking her out. She's done. She can't feel nothing in her body if you do it right. You know? So, but now, E-Monster, let me tell you. the G-spot, if you guys don't know, on a man is, drum roll please.
I don't want to know. I already know what you're going to say. I heard about this before. I don't want to know.
But see, you may not understand the orgasm that it gives. Just imagine, let me just show that it is your prostate, man. It is your prostate. And
again,
is your
I don't
want to
know.
Located?
I ain't going to experience
you
that.
You may not want to
know. I'm going to tell you where my G-spot is. My G-spot is on the tip of my dick, okay? You want to play with my G-spot, you play with it right there. It is. It's on the tip of my dick. Don't play on my prostate. See, I hate this type of shit. I mean, I'm gonna let you do it. I got a testimony. Oh my God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So my question is.
Yeah, do your tips.
Okay, so it is in the prostate, and I'm telling you now, there is a lot of toys out there now that does it. It does not insert inside your butthole. But it's like a little tickler on the outside. So it's like feeling the penetrate. It's feeling the sensation, but it's not penetrating it. So because a lot of people don't like the penetration of it. And so, but you will get it. It's the little nerve endings that, you know, around the butt. And if you put your finger in there, it's like a little sensation. And, yeah. That's why there's like butt beads and little toys that gives you your G-spot. And if you do that and play with the tip, like E-Monster said, you're about to orgasm and it's going to be all over the place. So, E-Monster, please tell us your story, or do you want me to play a song and we come back with your story?
No, y'all going to hear my story first. No, this man... Okay, first of all, we're going to go like this. First of all, disclaimer, I've been drinking. Disclaimer number two, these tips are not for you if you are a no voice at this sex thing or learning how to get it in. I'm going to tell you right now, somebody going to beat your ass. like one thing, like, okay, she's telling y'all the right things, but see, like, Miss Unbelievable, you got to understand, us men, we not that bright. A lot of us, we not that bright. We slick as a motherfucker. But we not that mm-hmm. bright. So when you talk about you slip your head in there and you curl toward the stomach, you just move around. No, see, men, like, you got to explain that. Like, man, you got to do it soft, gentle, caress, get to that point. You know what I mean? Make her feel and, maybe she started to feel toward, you know what I mean? You got to explain that more. Mm-hmm. He going to do that and she going to bust him in his face. She going to kick him in the head. Pow! You doing that too hard.
Well, okay.
No, you
got to
be. Hold on. And like, go ahead.
Well, okay. So, but then that I'm talking about the G spot. I'm not talking about, you know.
Okay, I'll get to that too. Here we go. Yeah, that man thing. Here we go again. Here we go. Let me go. Let me go. Again, you're gonna get her punched in the face. It's that bullshit that some women tell other women at work, tell my girl, put your finger in his ass while y'all getting it in. See, this is the bullshit somebody told my girl once. And I almost bust her motherfucking head. Who told you that shit? I don't like that shit. Who told you that? You gotta ask somebody before you do some bullshit like that. You dig? Some girl gonna be messing with some dude. She gonna put her hand down there, girl. You're gonna get her ass with it. Disclaimer.
No, you do it a way. You do it in a way.
No, you do it in a way.
You grab the button and put your thumbs right there. And then if he clenched the booty up, you know that's a no. But if he relaxes the booty, then that's a yes. You don't have to always
clench. If he clenches the booty,
if he clenches
up, clenches booty,
that's a no.
Hold on now. Let me talk. If he clenches booty, you better duck. I'm telling you now,
right?
Mommy. If he clenches booty, you better duck. If he loosen up, you're in there. But I'm telling you, if he clenches booty, you better duck. I'm telling you, you better ask first. It's unbelievable. I'm going to get you busted in the forehead.
No, you're not. Because you're not going to ask in the point of moment, baby, can I touch your booty? Can I put my finger up in your ass? You're not going to do that.
Okay.
That's almost, you're not going to do that.
If you don't know your man enough, whether to do it or not, you're at a disadvantage.
Exactly, but I'm talking about those who are single, and we're talking about those, you said, who are new to this thing. But those who aren't new to it, and couples, usually couples have already done everything, so they're not even thinking about, oh, if I could or if I couldn't. What you said, the new one. The
so
new
why
one,
are you arguing
you
with me then? Like I said, the beginners, if you're a beginner, don't be practicing this. A disclaimer, if you're a beginner,
absolutely,
do not practice this. And this is why.
Don't be
as
a
beginner,
be
this is why you don't do it. Now, if you are a professional and you all on that other stuff, then these will help you out just fine. But if you are a beginner, we ain't trying to get no lawsuit. I heard this on Monster U.S. Radio. Where
absolutely.
Is that?
And
he cut
this
my
unbelievable
said,
don't be scared. Don't be scared. Put that thumb right. I didn't say put it in there. I said put it by there. You put the two thumbs by there on the
girl,
booty, close to the booty hole. And then if they clench up, then that's a no. If they relax the booty, then I said yes. You would know immediately. See, no, it means that he has already had that with someone else, and he's comfortable with it because he knows the orgasm that goes with it. Doesn't mean that he's gay. Doesn't mean that none of that. It just means that he's had that sensation before. He's had that orgasm before, and she knows how to put them thumbs in right. And it's now you don't jab it in, you don't move it around. It's just once you see with those two fingers on the side, you choose which one you're going to use, and then you just do some circles and up and down. Just as if you insert in the lady's vagina, you slowly put your two fingers in, and then you gently move up. And then you play with the click. I mean, those things is different. You will hit the G-spot. So it's like a wonderful thing, but you have to know if you got a freaky freak, if you got a freak freak, because if you ain't got no freak freak and you just got a, you know, someone who just, you know, like you want to have sex, then of course they're not going to want to go there. But if you got a freak freak and they say anything is open on the table, then you all good, player. Go for it. Handle that. Be free. Be that void. Stimulate. Stimulate the mind, the butt, and the pussy, and the dick. Just go there. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You'll get you some breakfast in the morning. I'm just saying. All right. I'm going to throw in a quick breather. This is a request from the request line. This is Monica Commitment. On the request line, this is Wet Wet Wednesday, stimulating the mind. We live, y'all.
It don't take much, a little affection, and some of your time. That's all that I'm asking for. Feels like this dream will never come true. I just want somebody who know how to listen and give me attention. Who won't break my heart? Good intentions. I ain't hard to please. I don't need lies. Just show me that you care. Can you be there when I need you most? And when I say I don't, make me feel secure forever. I just need someone to love me when it's hard to. I can trust with all my issues. Someone who is patient and consistent. I need good sex and commitment from somebody loyal, understanding, who won't change up, take advantage of my emotions or my feelings. I need good sex. Just what to say. I can show you all my thoughts and where my demons play, and you won't use them against me. You'd rather use them to lift me. Can you be there
Commitment. You got to be committed to do that G-spot on a man. If not, like you monster said, he going to knock you clean out. Got to make sure that commitment is there.
Hold bringing on, it back. Knocking start saying he going to knock you out. Hold on, player. Disclaimer. All the people that got him know is expressed by definitely MonsterRadio.com. It's the views and opinions of the people speaking. Side effects is diarrhea, foolish fuckery, and slight concussion.
So, I got a question. The monster. Question for you.
Yeah,
you know me, because I'm always that one. It's unbelievable. I was always that one that got them questions, you know. And here's one.
You gonna ask the question?
I am. But I gotta set myself up, you know, boop. How many times should a man release sperm in a week?
How many times should he? Should if you're a young man, every chance you can. I don't know. That's, I mean, what kind of question? How many times should? I mean, I don't get it. Are you trying to say, are we trying to do it once a week, three times a night?
How many
can you explain
times,
a little more?
You know, how many times did you ejaculate? Like, how many times do you think you should ejaculate in a week? 3, 2, 1. How many times do you think you should? Like, what is a healthy sperm release? And stimulated minds wants to know.
Huh. Hold on. Let me tell me myself this in another way. How many times should I fuck a week? We're going to go with that. Just bear with me, y'all. Y'all
you
can
gonna go
say
with
what
that.
Y'all want to say. How many times should I fuck in a week? I say about a good shit, at least seven. I think,
at least seven?
Like, yeah, seven. It'd be nice to get a seven, Pete. In a week.
7 days,
yeah.
So every day of the week, you won't.
It don't have to be every day.
Okay.
First of all, I wouldn't want to do it every day. I'll be honest with you. Every day sex
really?
To me, I've done that before as a young man. That shit gets boring, so I would cheat. I'm going to keep it 10,000, for real. It get boring after a while. Same shit every day? Come on now. After about 9 months every day? Come on, I need to touch something else. It's just me. I can't touch it every day. No.
You don't want to touch it every day?
Something in between. No, I can't. You got to build something up to make me desire it. I might have to might have to step away for a week. Look at that booty wiggle or something. Be like, oh, yeah, I do like that, don't I? But just to smash every day, just to be smashing every day, that's just greedy. But that's just me, though.
So,
you know what I mean? Some dudes would be like, man, I'll smash 3 times a day, every day, all year, baby. I'll never go nowhere. Just let me smash that. No, that's cool. That's him. That's not me, though. I applaud that dude. He probably stole my last girlfriend.
Wow.
But I'm just saying.
Wow.
Every day? Nah. Every other day, okay, maybe. Or maybe a couple of days or something, you know what I mean? But not every day. That's me, though. I mean, if you like every day, that's you.
I'm not an everydayer anymore. Back in my younger years, like, every day was like, if you can't hang with me every day, boom. But then it got boring because you kind of, it was like, you done everything. Like, oh, we did that. We did that one. We did that one. You didn't get no reaction out of me when you did that one. You couldn't carry your rhythm on that one. And then you begin to start, okay, then I begin to start, let me talk about myself instead of being the third person. Then I begin to, you know, look at them like, okay, you don't know how to do nothing else? That's it? You mean this is what I have to worry about on every day? No, I'm a cool. So, like, I really like to miss you. Like, I want to miss you. I want to smell your body. I want to look at you. So,
like, some people
for
have
me,
sex discipline.
Go ahead.
You know what I mean? Sex discipline. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to, like I said, like, you have to make yourself wait. It builds it up more. It feels better. Yeah, you can pop every day, but remember when you used to have to wait till you see your boo for like 2 weeks or something like that, and then when you got it was on and cracking. Like, yeah, it was y'all's first time. Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's because y'all took that little time in between. Y'all had sex discipline. Mm-hmm. Some people today, they don't have that. They just want to do it all the time. Like, okay, I mean, I know it's good. It's natural. It's going to feel good. But it will feel better. That's why people do the romantic things about certain things, because it makes it better in that moment. It makes the moment better. That's why people go out and do the whole romance and kissing and on the beach and all these other things and so on and so forth and make that moment better. That's why men go to the strip club and watch strippers. Why? It makes them fucking horny as hell, and then the fucking anticipation when he gets home. Sex discipline, it makes it better.
It's that expectation. It's that yearning. Like, if I don't yearn for you, then I'll just be like, oh. Especially if I know that you're not coming to bring me that intimacy. I guess I like that intimacy part and that missing part, because then the feeling when we get together, you feel that energy. You feel that vibe. You feel that pull. Like, I miss you. You miss me. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Even if you don't even have sex that day, your bodies and your energy has now connected. They met each other. And sometimes that's just enough. You got to know when just to allow the energies just to rest together. And then you go and you be like, okay, now maybe, tomorrow maybe, we can, you know, connect the energy sexually. But now maybe my energy just needs to meet your intellect. Maybe my energy just needs to meet your body. Maybe my energy maybe just needs to just meet your presence or a kiss or a kiss on the forehead or a rub on my back or, you know, a touch on my hands. See, people think that you got to do a lot instead of just doing the simple and understanding that person's body, their vibe, their vibrations, what they desire. It's not always just a glamorous thing that you have to do, but if you that quick one and you like, yeah, all I want to do is hit it and quit it, then you're not going to explore. You're not going to know. So for couples, like I said, this is couples therapy. For couples, they know that's what it is, and that's what keeps them together, because they're vibing off of that. They're not vibing off of, oh, I'm about to hit it tonight, oh, I'm about to do it. No, they take the time. You know, sometimes with couples, they be like, man, my husband just came home, rubbed my feet, and that was good, because he knew I had a long day. Or my baby just rubbed my temples, because you know what? I needed to woo-saw. So those small things of magic energy work. Now, if your energy is off, when you connect, then you may need to sit down and be like, uh-oh, I didn't feel you. What happened? What's going on? Because then you're like, my energy ain't missing you enough. What do we need to do differently so that we can feel that freshness every time we're together? That's when you know you're beyond just the sexual part of your relationship. That's when you know you reach the climax that, oh, man, this can go further than just right here. So, but back to the question that I asked, they're saying at least 20 times per month. So like you said, if you get it in 3 times a week, whether it be on the same night, same week, you're averaging about right. So get it in when you can. If you can't, it's all good too. I'm going to throw in this last song for tonight, and then we're going to come back and we're going to say our goodnight and our stimulation, what we're going to do after we get off live tonight. All right, this is Justin Bieber. Yummy. Yummy.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Said a word.
Number one, yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50 love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy.
You're incriminating, no disguise. And you ain't never running low on supplies.
50-50 love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Can you stay flexing on me?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum. On with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum. You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
Yeah, when you got that yummy, that energy is even better, and that G-spot being hit is even yummier than you can ever imagine, y'all. That was Justin Bieber on our Wet, Wet Wednesday. So bringing it back, we almost at the end of the show with DJ Monster. I just want them to know that tomorrow's topic, and I want y'all to really, for Comic Cafe, get into this topic. It was given to us by DJ Imasa. Some anxiety is a part of growing. It is an emotion that comes from being out of your comfort zone. Try to enjoy those emotions. It's a sign you're evolving. I cannot wait to talk about that tomorrow. It can take up the whole show, and it takes us back to our mental health questions, and it definitely can stimulate your mind in a different way that is needed. So, DJ Monster, got anything left to say tonight to the people on Wet, Wet Wednesday?
Yeah, basically, you know what I mean? I mean, I hope y'all get something out of these shows that we do, especially like tonight. You know what I mean? Yeah, we play fun and games, but, you know, some of the things you might be able to take something from that, you know, you could seriously use in your life to help you, whatnot. Yeah, definitely tune in tomorrow, Karma Cafe, trying to stimulate your mind. You know, a lot of my topics come from, like, actual experiences and things that I do. You know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you tomorrow about how I came up with this thing with the anxiety. It was really supposed to be anxiety and frustration, but, you know, we'll talk about it tomorrow, you know what I mean? Call in, and you'll find out what the hell it's all about. We're going to leave it like that. This liquor got me relaxed on this beach in Cancun. It is, so I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just, yeah, I'm too heavenly right now. Feet kicked up in the sand.
Ooh. Yes, when you get like that, that lets you know your vibration is taking a rest. You get into, you know, understanding who you are. So listen, take that time. So if you don't know that where your vibration can take you with your partner, learn, you know, their body, learn what they like. Take the time to just experiment with their body. Get to know their G-spot. If you know that they don't like their butt being touched, touch something else. If you like giving head, give that head and come with it, because you will definitely enjoy yourself. And I'm telling you, if someone says I tasted you in my dreams, make sure it's you. You don't want to assume. I'm just saying, waking up saying the wrong name, and then you in the kitchen cooking, and he ain't even thinking about you. He thinking about Gloria down the street. We don't need Gloria
right
up in the business.
She
I'm
got the wrong
saying
stank breath on. He got the wrong morning breath. That's not even your stank.
That's not even my stank.
About he taste, nah, I'm talking about he tasted you in his dream. The fuck? My bad. I'm sorry.
I take it. You just don't like that line. That pickup line just don't work for you. Is it not working?
No.
That's like saying,
hey, baby girl.
Same.
That's like saying, hey, baby girl, to a grown-ass woman walking down the street. Hey, baby girl. She's going to cuss you out.
How you doing, baby girl?
Who the fuck is you talking to?
You don't call everybody in the club, baby girl. Baby girl. Hey, baby
what?
Girl, you. Hey, baby girl.
Cut
new
your
baby
ass
girl
out. Right.
Boots, baby girl.
Hey, baby girl. I can
sense
you in my dream.
Baby girl.
Kind of like the pepper clump. I hope y'all get some. And if you do, clap two times while you're in it and say, DJ E. Monster told me to do this tonight. Just push your hip and go,
Yummy. Because, make sure you get that sexy music going. You can listen to us and that sexy music on the Monster page. And if not, we'll see you tomorrow.
Karma Cafe.
Good night. Peace. Wow. We out of here. Go enjoy yourself in the sand. I'm going to go put on a blanket. I'm cold. Bye-bye.
Deuces.